The other one that we've heard about, of course, is this this pledge from the Labor Party, and the Labor Party's rolling out their pledges. They've said they'll spend $500 million of the money that's been put aside for stadiums to start building classrooms in our schools in New South Wales, because there are so many demountables. There are demountables everywhere. It's no secret. It's not rocket science. If you've got 100,000 more people coming into the city of Sydney every year, a couple of thousand a week, it's logical that if the population's exploding, you're going to have trouble accommodating all the kids.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Daly said that the government has failed to keep up with the growing student population. I think at the moment there's around just over 2,200 public primary and high schools, and more than 1 in 10 classrooms there are demountable. So it's a big issue, and you listen to Talkback throughout the week and you'll always get, say, 5 to 10 calls from parents talking about this issue. And not only are their kids in, well, it's not bricks and mortar, but it also, they're usually placed in playgrounds and on bitumen that the kids would normally use to play in. So it is a big issue. A lot of parents dislike it, but I think the Liberal Party is saying that this is something that they've already got in place and they're already working on. But Labor, of course, an election is around the corner. So there's a fair bit of playing politics, I think, from both sides on all of this.
And the point has been made that both sides are spending a lot of money in this election campaign. So it would be hard to see the government avoiding matching this and finding
Correct.
The money for it. But let's go to Kevin Donnelly, who's a commentator. On education issues more broadly, senior research fellow at the Australian Catholic University. He says that announcements like this are taking us away from the core issue, but he can speak for himself. He's on the line. Kevin Donnelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kevin, what do you mean by that? What are the real issues?
Well, I think you ask any parent, and what they're genuinely worried about are standards in education. I mean, if you're in primary school, if you've got a child, you want to make sure that they learn the basics, that they get to get into high school, they have a good grounding in literacy, numeracy, that they know how to read and write properly. So when they get into high school, they can do well. Parents are genuinely worried about standards. We've been spending additional billions of dollars in Australia, not just New South Wales, over the last 10, 15 years. And the reality is, when you look at testing, we're going backwards. So I'd argue infrastructure, buildings are important, but the main game is what is happening in the classroom in terms of teacher quality and the curriculum.
So Labor is saying 1 in 5 demountables will be replaced with an air-conditioned bricks-and-mortar classroom. I was listening to George and Paul on my way into the studio, and they had a caller, I think a former teacher, saying that, well, the demountables actually all have air conditioning and the teachers used to try and request to get the demountables because it was actually a more comfortable space than some of the old bricks and mortars. So are they really a huge issue? I mean, surely there's a standard set with them and they're not too bad.
I mean, you're dead right. I taught for 18 years and I was at a government school, then I went to a non-government school. I mean, we had demountables at both, and the reality is they're often very modern, air-conditioned, very spacious, a lot of natural lighting. So they're great environments to teach. And if you're in a suburban area where you've got old brick and mortar, those rooms actually can be cold in winter, hot in summer, and not as beneficial.
Yeah. The core question remains, though, doesn't it, regardless of whether it's infrastructure or teachers, if you got that huge number of extra people coming into a city, and this applies across the country every year, are we keeping up with just having enough teachers to teach the kids, let alone teachers that are properly trained?
Well, that's a whole other area, and there was a national review of teaching a couple of years ago, and one of the problems they looked at is that it started with Minister Piccoli, but also now Minister Stokes. Some of the ministers around Australia are talking down teaching. And I think only recently one of the politicians said only kids who can't do anything else go into teaching from year 12, and that it's really for dummies. Now, if you talk down the profession, if you make out that nobody is going into it who's well qualified or good enough, then there's no, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to work out why in a couple of years we're going to have a shortage.
But aren't they really, in the end, on the same page as you? They're saying we need quality teachers, and ultimately if the quality's not there, you've got to find a way, and part of that involves trying to give the profession more cachet so more people will want to go in and do it in the way they used to.
That's part of it. It's interesting, though, when you look at Finland overseas, one of the top-performing countries, They actually acknowledge that not all the students who go from year 12 or upper secondary going into teaching are academically the most gifted. I mean, I taught for 18 years, as I said. To be an effective teacher, you have to be able to motivate students, engage them. You actually have to enjoy being with young people. You need to know your subject, obviously, but there are lots of other qualities there that we need to look at in terms of what makes an effective teacher.
How do we fix it?
Well, I'd be asking both the leader of the government and the leader of the opposition, as they are doing, to talk about education, to make it a priority, but really to listen more to school leaders and classroom teachers. I was at a meeting last week in Melbourne where we talked about the new roadmap, if you like, for the next 5 or 8 years for education around Australia. And one of the things that disturbed me was that there are a lot of academics, a lot of politicians, but we really do need to listen to classroom teachers, school leaders. We need to look at where the rubber hits the road and make sure that we give them the resources, the curriculum, the teacher training that they need. We need to listen to them.
Well, what about, people talk about money. Now, if you're a young person and you say, well, look, I look at teaching and I think, well, this is as much as I'm ever going to be able to earn in teaching. I can go and run a large and be the principal of a large high school in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and this is the most I'm going to earn, and I could go and earn multiple times that if I went into the corporate sector and became a financial advisor or whatever. Is it right just to say to them, well, you shouldn't be doing it for the money? Because ultimately everyone looks at where they're going. You know, we all talk about financial security and the like, don't we?
I mean, the money's important. My daughter's a teacher. We always told her not to do what we did, mum and dad, which she followed us. But, I mean, Amelia, teachers can begin on, say, $50,000, pretty quickly they get up to $80,000. Principals can earn up to $150,000, $180,000. And let me tell you, I always said, the first to admit, we get, you know, 3 months off a year. So the reality is most people are working a longer year. Teachers do get Christmas break, Easter break. So it's a job where I'd argue if you were motivated, engaged, if you enjoyed it, and if you felt you were developing, it's a great job to have. And there's nothing more precious and nothing more important than motivating young kids to teaching young kids. They're our future generation. But I'd be the first to admit teaching is not for everyone. It's getting a lot harder, a lot more difficult. Parents are placing more expectations. You know, the classroom now, you have to do water safety, bike ed, resilience, wellness, cyberbullying, sexting. What's happening is teaching is becoming a far more difficult job. And again, if I was talking to politicians, I'd be saying, well, look, cut it back, make it easier. We can do less, but we can do it more in deeper, if you like, and focus on the basics and what we need to teach.
Well said.
All right, Dr. Donnelly, Kevin Donnelly, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.